Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will offer some tips on terminating our winter cover crops ahead of our spring and summer crop planting, along with covering all the ag events coming to our area. But first, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County, is looking for a new extension agent for 4-H and youth development here in our McPherson County office. For responsibilities, qualifications, and application procedures, one can contact us here at the office, which is open Monday through Fridays from 8 till 5 p.m. Applications are due today by midnight, and KSRE is an equal opportunity employer. In my ag news, now is the time to begin concentrating on how to terminate winter cover crops in preparation for spring and summer crop planting. Given the drought status for many parts of Kansas, some producers might not have a lot of cover crop biomass. However, keep an eye on it once temperature starts to rise this spring. Some cover crop species, such as oilseed radish or fall-planted oats, are likely to be killed by freezing over the winter. But many crops will need to be terminated by mechanical or chemical methods this spring. Once the cover crop has been planted, there are two factors you can control in cover crop termination: method and timing, and choices related to these factors interact. Herbicides can be used as an effective cover crop termination method, but there are also mechanical cover crop termination methods also, such as rolling or roller crimping, tillage, and mowing that have a potential advantage of reducing selection pressure on herbicide-resistant weeds. Remember, timing is critical. And now for my gardening notes. Some gardeners are planning to plant their potatoes and have already planted seeds in their greenhouse for their spring vegetables. In March, the Master Gardeners and Friends will have their third of four spring educational programs here at the McPherson County Extension Office, and it will be on March 23rd. Sedgwick County's Hort Specialist will present a program entitled Improving Your Lawns. This program is open to anyone interested in learning more about lawns and gardening. Bring your gardening questions, as spring is just around the corner, and we hope to see you on March 23rd. For my extension events, there is still time to sign up for the KSU Cattlemen's Day this coming Friday, March 3rd. The trade show and educational exhibits will open at 8 a.m. in Weber Hall on the campus of K-State University. Registration for the KSU Cattlemen's Day will be $25 per person in advance or $35 a person at the door. And the date has been set as McPherson will host one of two Kansas Wheat RX schools to be held in the state. The McPherson Wheat RX School will take place on March 7th at the McPherson Opry House. The second seminar is scheduled for the 8th of March in Russell. Wheat RX is a partnership between Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension that covers the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. These two wheat schools will have speakers sharing the most up-to-date wheat research information on how to manage your wheat crop, not only for yield, but also for quality and sustainability, as well as industrial partners sharing how growers can capitalize on high-protein wheat. Presentations will be from GrainCraft discussing how growers can capitalize on high-protein, an OSU breeder discussing wheat variety strengths, along with K-State wheat specialist discussing agronomy tactics for high yield and high quality wheat, along with soil health. Registration is required for this event March 7th. Call our extension office to get that link. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.